is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18 plus. Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast. Pit stop coverage of Amazing Race season 36, episode 354, season 36, first look. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this cast preview this week. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your Purple Pants Podcast pit stop coverage of Amazing Race, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments who are your favorite teams so far. It feels like forever, but I'm so excited to be back with my co-pilot in the cockpit, Miss Brooke Camhigh Goodwin, the winner of Amazing Race season 29. She is back with me, and we are taking a first look at this season 36 cast of Amazing Race. We are just looking at them and telling you what we think about the teams. Now, for me personally, I am looking for my couple that's like my Lewis and my Michelle, my Ashley and my Todd, who I could lust over. I'm looking for my zaddies. I'm looking for the winner, and I'm potentially looking for the first boot. Again, this is all just love, and we really just want to show this cast some love. So Brooke and I are just giving you our first takes at the team. So listen, welcome back, because the pit stop is back. Let's get into this first look.
Pit stop.
And
we're back.
That is right. Your Purple Pants Podcast Pit Stop Duo is back covering Amazing Race season 36. We are just a couple weeks away from the premiere of the new season of Amazing Race, and I'm so excited to be joined with my pit stop co-host. You may know her from a million and one notes that she takes for every episode, or you might know her from the winner of Amazing Race season 29, the recently newlywed Miss Brooke Camhigh Goodwin. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, we are back. It seems like, you know, just yesterday we were here covering our Amazing Race, falling in love with all of our teams. And now we have a whole slew of new faces that we need to learn and get to know. So I am so excited. How do you feel in this preseason of Amazing Race season 36?
I'm excited. See, we're going to be, it's all positivity in season 36, original 35, now 36. So there are some interesting things that are going to be happening this season. I'm going to close this. Hold on.
Okay. Listen, Brooke got to do her thing. I wish she got to close. But you know, if we're doing a podcast, Brooke had to do her due diligence. And she's back.
And we're back again.
And we're back again.
So I'm excited. I think these teams are great. I think there are some new faces. They're all new faces, but new dynamics, which you don't normally see on the race. So I think casting from first glance did a really good job. I can't wait to dive into it with you. But before we dive into it, let's just for 30 seconds pay homage to the notes.
Okay.
And talk about a couple of things that we know about this season that are going to be happening, if you'll indulge me.
Yeah. Listen, this will be here for
score. I got a bell.
Brooke got a bell over the postseason.
You sent it to me. This was a great gift. I'm gonna abuse it. I will say I will try my best over the course of the season to not abuse it. I make no guarantees. Okay, so 36, which was 35, but is now being aired at 36, which I'm sure most people know.
I do have a question.
Yes, please.
Because now it's like when we see some of these faces, right? It's like, say they can remind me of somebody from last season, but really it's like, are we looking into the future? Because it's like, really, they should be reminding us of, I don't even know how to reverse it, right?
They should
like,
be forecasting what we already saw. They should be forecasting
what we already, come on with the vortex.
And then if you get into the DeLorean, you go back to 1985, and most people are too young to remember Back to the Future, but it's a great movie. Watch it if you haven't seen it. Okay, so this season was filmed a few years ago. These poor winners, whoever they are, I don't know, also making it a point to not know, have had to wait the better part of 2 years
to see
their season air.
Well, I don't feel as bad, because if they feel like they have an issue, I feel like they need to talk to James and Will then. Because how long did James and Will have to wait until their season?
This is longer, I think.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
I thought we were bad. We had to wait a year, almost a year. And I was like, this is torture. No, theirs is torture, because not only did they have to wait this long, but there was no guarantee their season was ever going to air. And as you know, because we read the contract, if your season doesn't air, you don't get paid.
You lying.
I'm not lying.
Get out of here. But so why would this season not air, though?
Well, so there are a few things about the season. COVID protocols were still in place. So we are not going to see any airport drama. We're not going to see any booking of flights. They're going to be back on the charter plane. I know it's not great. It's not great.
But I didn't mind the charter plane, though. But I did love the booking of the flights. I did love how you go to the wrong agent and they put you on a, you know, I did.
You love a slow agent. You love it so much when there's drama about people are like, oh, but that guy's Sophie. You always have to go with the one with the clicky fast fingers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this season, original 35, now 36, was edited and in the can and ready to go. And then with the strikes, they decided to make the season 90 minutes long. So they just originally edited the next season to be 90-minute episodes and figured they would keep these as 60-minute episodes when the time came. However, CBS decided to make the next season also 90 minutes, and so they re-edited all of these episodes to now be 90-minute episodes, which will be cool because I like getting to know the teams a little bit better and getting a little bit more of their backstory. So we'll get to see that again this time around.
So not only is this the original 35, but now it's 36. But now this is the remix of 36. Right. So they had to go back and start like, okay, so there's a lot going on.
Exactly. So
I almost feel like my expectations for this season are very high because y'all had to go back. But I just feel like from the storytelling aspect, right, I feel like it should be a lot. We should get to know the contestants a lot more because y'all have edited a 90-minute season already. Y'all already had this one ready to go. So it's like, it really should only be like more fruit of the labor.
I agree.
Give us what we want.
Because I think the cool thing, it was already 60 minutes. So now they could add more where they want to add more rather than try to just cut down to 90 minutes. So I think it'll be good from that perspective. Here are some things you might not love.
Okay.
They're pretty much sticking to North and South America. They're going to be going to Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Colombia, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and to Rihanna's actual childhood home in Barbados. So there are a couple new countries, so that's cool. And they end in the great city of Philadelphia. Maybe we'll see you.
I'm trying to see when I was walking by in that street that day.
So, okay, so here we go. So this season, we have a couple of interesting dynamics. Like I said, we have two sibling teams, which is a rarity, two friend teams, two parent-child teams, a team of cousins, three dating teams, and three married teams. So it's a good mix. We have the first season, I believe, where we have a same-sex female and a same-sex male dating team on the same season. So I like the representation. And I'm really, in doing my little bit of a dive on some of these contestants, I think we have some really interesting characters. So from that perspective, I remain hopeful.
I'm excited. Now, what makes me a little nervous about, you said it's three dating couples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember that team about three seasons ago? Where he wasn't like helping her get out the car, and they was like from one of them dating shows, and they didn't make it to.
Yes.
So
Ray and Caro, they were from Love Is Blind.
But also shout out to Ray because we met Ray in New York. But I'm nervous. Like, hopefully.
Well, I will tell you that one of these dating teams
did they get married?
Did a little research. They're now engaged. So things have gone the right direction for at least one of the three dating teams, and the other ones may be married at this point. I don't even know, but I just found one was on the Instagram shopping for her wedding dress. So I assume it's to the same guy she ran the race with. That's my hope. And we'll see.
I know it's 2 years. Oh, I know, right? I'm so excited to meet these teams. Brooke and I will just take a look at them, and we will just give you guys our thoughts on them. Obviously, Brooke, she's a winner, so she knows what to spot. For me, I'm specifically looking for one. I'm looking for my new Lewis and Michelle, my Tim and Ashley, but don't tell Lewis and Michelle, and don't tell Lewis and Todd and Ashley that I'm looking for a new couple. I am looking for my potential Zaddy.
I think you've got some choices.
I am looking for a team that I feel like I'm going to have to gather with love. I feel like, you know, and I am looking for the team that will be directionally challenged.
Oh, I think they are already. Yeah.
Those are my, you know, qualifications as I'm looking for these in these new contestants.
Okay.
All right, let's get it up.
Okay, so first up, we have Derek and Shalisa. So he's a retired police chief. She's a retired sheriff lieutenant. They're from Altaloma, California. So given what they did for a living, he's 57 and she's 55. So
they
look
great, though.
Fantastic. I hope I look.
Black don't crack, okay? They look great.
Things that you can say that I cannot. So anyway, the boys... But they do look, they're gorgeous and they look fantastic. I mean, physically fit. I would never, if you asked me how old they were, they almost look to me like father and daughter because she just looks so young and he's got like the handsome gray. Physically fit. You know, they're probably well organized given their jobs. I think they're going to do well. I think this is a team that might surprise us because I think people may count them out if they don't know what they did for a living. If they're just retirees, I think people may underestimate the older couple. There is one person who's older, but for the most part, this is the elder statesman couple of this season of the race. I have high hopes for them. I'm seeing like fifth place.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write down what I'm saying now and see what
so
happens.
We can hold you accountable towards the end of the season. So I like them as well. The one thing that gets me nervous is that they both have backgrounds in law enforcement. And the last team, I think it was like the COVID season. Remember the two law enforcement brothers or best friends?
I don't think it's because they were.
But I'm just saying, that, you know, I get a little, I get nervous a little bit. But I think that they will do great. I feel like we might see some arguments here because I feel like they both have very strong personalities. I feel like they both are leaders. So I feel like they are going to come into this race and they're going to be well organized, well together. But I also feel like give me their names again.
Derek and Shalisa.
I feel like Derek might be like, we need to do it this way. I feel like Shalisa might be like, we need to do it this way. And I feel like we're going to have, like, that's where the conflict is going to come. But I'm going to love to watch them. So I'm excited. They look great. We starting off strong.
Oh, definitely. Okay. So then we have our first of the parent child teams. We have Angie and Danny. She is a 55-year-old seventh grade teacher from San Diego, and he is a 27-year-old university resident director, so resident director at the college from Walla Walla, Washington, which is just so much fun to say. So I hope they last a while because I want to keep saying it. He seems like an Uber fan. He fell in love with the show after season 14. So he's been watching for like 20 seasons. Ah. He looks like he really wanted this. I hope they make it more than one episode.
Oh, Brooke, don't you do that.
I hope.
Don't you do that. Because here's the thing, right? I feel like with... let me just want to make sure. I feel like with Danny and Angie, right? I feel like Angie is going to be the underrated superstar, right?
I hope so.
I feel like teaching seventh grade, she's going to be organized. She's going to know how to talk to people. She's going to know how to, like, you know, I feel like she's going to be able to keep up with her son. I do feel like we're going to have maybe a couple rough legs for them to get their footing. But I feel like once they get their footing, I feel like Angie is going to be like, she's going to surprise the hell out of us.
You think she's the one he's going to have to keep it with her, where he's going to be like, oh, look at this. And she's going to be like, let's go. You think she's going to be the new Rob?
So kind of. But I also feel like Danny is going to be so excited. And I feel like he's going to be like, all over the place. And I feel like Angie is going to ground him. I think that she's going to really like bring him back. And it's that scrunchie for me. Like, I just feel like Angie, you know, she got her hair up in the scrunchie. She got her bangs on. She got like, I just feel like Angie is going to surprise us. So, I
hope you're right. I think that knowing how big a super fan he is, I think they will have watched. I think he will have studied. So I think if there are advantages to be had by knowing the game, I think he will probably have them. So I hope you're right. If I'm guessing, I'm guessing seventh place.
Okay.
That's not.
No, I mean, listen, for me, I think they either go home extremely early or they will surprise us and make it to like the final two episodes.
Maybe they will. Maybe they're watching this and Tanny's like, oh, she doesn't know. I have $1 million in the bank account. Right. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm hoping. I might be very wrong on all of these. And I've never done this before, where before the season starts, I just pick a place for everybody. And so I actually don't even know what I'm going to say. So at the end, I might be like, well, I have to give this person first because I haven't used first yet. And whatever. Okay, anyway. Next up, we have, physical fitness to the max. We have Rod and Leticia, I want to say. If you don't know, he's a 46-year-old former NFL player for like four different teams. She is 38. She is a fitness business owner. She's all over the gram, selling her teas and powders and looks, I mean, fantastic. She's using this waist trainer. She's tiny. They are in like stupid shape. Like just,
they are.
I'm jealous. That's what it is. I will say, I hope that I am right about this. On the Instagram, she got the nails. She got the hair. She's very makeup and vet. I hope that she's okay. Just getting dirty.
That don't mean nothing. Okay. We saw this. I mean, this is my first contender for my new Todd and Ashley.
Okay.
And we saw Ashley.
Is it because they're in orange?
I mean, maybe because they're orange. Maybe because they just are they just aesthetically look great. I feel like they're going to be high energy. I feel like him being an ex-NFL player, he's going to have that motivation. Her being a fitness owner, like they physically have it down pat. So I feel like they're going to do well. I hope that they, for me, because they're so like physically fit and I feel like competition runs in their blood, I just hope that it doesn't get like where she is rooting each other on too hard, where it's like, I just need a little love and support. But I feel like this team is definitely going to have a lot to bring to this season.
Sixth place.
Okay.
I don't know. I have nothing to base this on other than the fact that I feel like they're going to do really, really well. I just hope there's not just one thing. NFL players on this show have either done exceptionally well where they get to like the final four, or they just crap out real early. And so I hope this is an exceptionally well, use your words, Brooke, well option. They look like they'd be a fun team. And so I hope they last for quite some time.
The thing that worries me about them, right? Like, I feel like because they are so physically fit, and again, I bring my Survivor realm into this. I feel like when people are on Survivor, and we know that they are a pro athlete in some way, shape, or form, right? I feel like sometimes people come together and be like, we don't want them to win. He already has money. And they're physically fit. I worry that, I don't know how they'll do the U-turns, if we're going to be voting right for a U-turn. I worry that they might get U-turned. That's my worry.
You saw it happen, right? When on, was it Will and James this season? Where they had Gary and D'Angelo? They all ganged up against them at the Final Four to not help them because they were so big and so strong and they wanted to get them out. So I'm going to go 6. I actually think I'm probably putting them too low, but I've made my, I can't go back now. So that's the rules as I just made them up in my head. Okay.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next up, we have Michelle and Sean. Okay, so they're the owner. They own a Double Dutch aerobics studio in Georgia. Like, I think I really like them. So I did a little dive on Instagram. They had some video where they were on day 59 of a 60-day cleanse where they hadn't like eaten food in 60 days. He had lost 47 pounds. She had lost 48 pounds. Now, I assume that's after the race. They look thin. I don't think they have that much weight. If they can do that, right. They can do that. They can do anything. So I like the fact that they're basically in their 40s. I know she was 39, but I'm just going to lump her in with me. And I think I like their smiles. I think from what I've seen online, they just have a really good, healthy relationship.
Yeah, I like them a lot too. They kind of remind me of what was my couple, the one that was over 6 foot and Zumanda.
I do not know anyone named Zumanda.
They just had a baby.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Kevin Hart. Lumumba, Glenda and Lumumba.
Yes. Ooh. I get that type of energy.
They had a great energy.
Be very fun. I feel like they're going to be uplifting and supporting. I feel like they're going to go. I guess I can't keep saying everybody's going to go really far, but I feel like they're going to have high energy. I feel like they're going to work together really well. I can see them going out in the middle of the pack, and I can see them going out where it's just like they've been doing really well, but they got a challenge where they had to put a motorcycle together and they couldn't, like, you know what I mean? But I definitely see them killing it and just having like really high energy. So I'm here for it.
I want to give them 6th place. I'm going to give new rules to myself. 6th place for them. And I'm going to jump the NBA player and his wife up to 4th.
Okay.
This, no more changes. I promise. Okay. So next up we have Yvonne and Melissa. They are dating couple.
Oh!
San Diego, California. Yvonne is a global strategy lead. I don't know what that means, but Melissa was a special ops investigator
for
the U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here go my winner pick. I'm picked. First of all, we need a lady team to win. Mm-hmm, so that's what I am rooting for this remixed 46 that was 35 season. I feel like a global strategist, you gotta know something about the world.
Right.
Being a Navy specialist operator, like you can navigate. So I feel like they got the perfect match. I love the way that they are like embracing each other in this photo. That's like, listen, we are one. I feel like they're physically fit. I feel like they're going to be able to work together. I can't wait to see the personalities, to see like if anyone is more cheery or anyone's like, you know. But I'm going to just go ahead on record and say this is absolutely my winner pick.
I'm writing it down. I'm going to give them third place, right to the end. No, right to the end, making it around the world. That's great. I don't know who's going to get first. I just keep going as we're going. But I think they're going. I'm actually extremely excited to watch them. They're 38 and 40, so they've got a little more life experience. I would assume they're both well-traveled, given what they do for a living. Okay. And
or at least have a strategy about what traveling the world is like.
Special ops? I mean, you got to be brainy, so.
Brainy and smart.
Brainy and smart?
Mm-hmm. Because you could be brainy and not smart.
Okay.
Because you could be brainy book-wise, but not
okay, like so book smart, but not street smart. Okay, I get that. So you think book and street smart.
Right. I feel like, you know, global ops, you got to know how to blend in. You got to know how to, you know, so I'm very high on them.
I am too. Okay, so next up, we have Sunny and Busy, who are best friends and firefighters, first responders from Wisconsin. They are firefighter moms. They are 41 and 37, respectively. Yeah, I know. This season has a lot of teams that are a little bit, they have a good mix of teams that are in their 40s and then a couple that are young 20s, which will be interesting to see how they do. But you're firefighters, so you have to be physically fit. The amount of gear that a firefighter has to carry upstairs in the heat, I mean, I don't think there's any physical task they're not going to be able to do well.
Sunny scared me, okay? Sunny looked like she ready for business. I love the best friends. I feel like this is the team I'm going to have to yell at, right?
Well, I think they remind you. Go ahead. Who do they remind you of?
I just feel like this is the team that they aren't going to work well with other people. Like, they're going to be like, we are in it to win it. Like, they have the mindset that they have come to win it. They left their babies at home. They left their fire engine family back at, like, you know, stateside, and I feel like they're going to be in it to win it. So I feel like I'm going to love their spirit of I ain't playing around, but I also feel like I might have to yell at them because I feel like they're not going to help some people. But I don't know. But they definitely look like a force to be reckoned with. Another strong woman-led team.
I know.
And I'm like, will we get our first, or have we never had a woman team win, right? We've had
a couple of women team wins. Mm-hmm. The first one was season 17.
My point exactly. The first one was when?
17.
Okay.
It took a long time for it to happen. And there have been, I want to say two, but there must have been three, but I think there have only been two. Ever.
Not enough if this is our 35.5, 36th season.
Right, not enough. Whoa. I mean, I don't think I'm right, but I'm just going to put them in the finale too and give them second place because I feel like we have never had an all-female finale, and I'm going to try and make that happen in my brain here. Although I don't know if there's another female team, so I might have just screwed myself over. But you get my point. Second place. I'm not right. And if I am, I'm going to play the lotto. Okay. Next, we have Amber and Vinny. This is a couple that was dating that now does seem to be engaged. So the race did not break them. They are traveling nurses. So they are both nurse. I hate this word. Anesthetist. I can't get it right. Basically, the put you to sleepy people. But nurses who have traveled that look like they did a lot of different COVID assignments. They've had assignments all across the United States. They seem so cute. They seem very adventurous. If you look at their Instagram, they are jumping off cliffs. They are paragliding. They have no fear of what's going on around them. They're from California. They're in their 30s, so they do have a little bit more life experience. I think they're going to be a good one to watch.
Yeah, I like them a lot. Lewis and Michelle, I don't know. I'm just saying I like Amber and Vinny. Vinny is definitely a contender for the Zaddy calendar. I think that I like their energy. I feel like they will be fun knowing that they have a medical field background. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, they know how to get into situations and kind of sort of figure things out.
Yes.
So I really like them. You know, I don't know which team. I have to see the teams in action before my lust fest starts. But I mean, I'm very high on Amber and Vinny.
And Vinny. He just seems, maybe it's like the long hair.
Not
he
too much on Vinny, girl. Not no. too much. No. Go ahead. Finish your
he
statement.
He seems a little zen. Which okay. is a good thing. So I don't compare him to Lewis, who was just like a hyper ball of fabulousness. So I don't know which one of them is going to be the more hyper one. It may actually be her. But I think together they do look like a real. I wasn't going to say anything bad.
Okay. Because I was going to say.
I'm all positivity here.
Vinny, you know, he's trying to etch a spot in my heart. So, yeah, I think they will be absolutely fun to watch.
I have to put them like eighth, though, because I have first place and then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm done doing that because I think they should all be first. Okay. So next up, you have Ricky and I don't know if it's Cesar or Caesar. We're going to have to figure it out when we hear how it's pronounced on a TV show. Ricky is a 34-year-old preschool teacher.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Caesar until I hear otherwise. Is a food stylist, which is like a job that like is just really cool and I think I should have. They're from New York City, so you know I'm obviously already rooting for them. And they seem so excited about this. I am psyched for them because they are psyched for themselves. I went on their Instagram. They're a very cute couple with a very cute dog. So I just think I want to be friends with them on the outside. And so I'm cheering for them.
It's the matching and the color scheme for me that like lets me know that you are prepared. I'm clearly rooting for them. I think that this is the team that we will see a lot of arguing or not arguing or kind of going back and forth about like what they should do. So I feel like they might have a rough couple of legs, but I feel like they are competitive, they are compassionate, and they know what it takes to win, and they're coming out here to win. So I feel like we're going to have great TV from them. And again, it's the matching shirts and shorts for me.
I think one of them is wearing the same watch that I wore on the race, so I like that. My watch had everything that you were allowed to have. You couldn't have like a calculator or anything on your watch because that's cheating, even though I tried every way around everything I could think of, but everything you could have, I did have in mind, and I think he's wearing the same one. Okay, so next up, we have Juan and Shane, 29-year-old friends from Spokane, Washington, and Michigan, Marine City, Michigan, respectively. They are both Air Force pilots. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I have heard through the grapevine that sometimes pilots in the Air Force, I've heard they not, I mean, for me personally, I love, but I've heard some stories about some pilots in the Air Force. And listen, I like to experience for myself. Jeremy and Jeremy.
Liam and
Jeremy. You know, I love me my Liam and my Jeremy, but I don't know.
That's who they remind me of completely.
They definitely remind me of them as well. But I mean, so listen.
Or we should say Liam and Jeremy remind us of
them.
These guys. Because
right.
These guys technically came first.
But again, listen. Sign me up, okay? We want you. But for me, the clear Zaddy standout here, I think, has to be Juan. It's the tattoos. But I'm interested to see how they will do. Also, I get a little Greg and John vibes. Like, I feel like they will be very organized. I feel like being best friends in the Air Force, like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a level of structure, there's a level of dedication that it takes. And so, you know, I'm very excited.
I want to hear about these stories that you've heard about pilots in the air. We can talk after.
I just heard that, like, you know, they are not players, but you know, I just heard that, like, specifically pilots in the Air Force, like,
got it. So nothing that would affect them on the
No. I mean, would affect my heart.
I'm like, are there any female teams that they could just get flirty with that are like single? Oh, there's so one. There's one.
We are very excited to see Juan and Shane. Okay. Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to fly.
Can't.
Okay. What's the name? What do they call the front of a plane?
You can make me say cockpit.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I'll sit in the cockpit. Okay. Juan and Shane, take me on a flight.
Get me my wings. When you were little, did you ever fly Delta and they gave you like a little pin?
Girl,
like,
no.
Give you your... Okay, I'm old. Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying, Juan and Shane, if you are looking for an Amelia, I can feel your air heart. Okay.
Things did not end well for her.
But she was a pioneer.
Yes.
In the cockpit. Okay. All right. Who we got? Also, shout out to Mama Cam High and Papa Cam High. How are you doing?
Oh, they're going to be like, okay, we're moving on quickly. Okay. Next up, we have Anthony and Bailey. They are twins. They are recruiters. They are from Clearwater, Florida, which is where my great-grandfather used to live. So I love that place. They seem very, like, happy-go-lucky, surfer dude, not a care in the world. I will say at least Bailey, I think, is a fisherman. So maybe that will come in handy, patience and strength. And maybe there have been fishing challenges before. And you know what I say. If you're on long enough, there's a challenge that's made for everybody. So maybe that will come in handy.
Yeah.
That's okay. All.
Okay. We, the Zaddy calendar, will definitely have some potential and from the last two seasons of this amazing race because, this is Anthony and Bailey. We like the brothers. We can't really see enough of the Zaddy vibes, but I feel like we can get it. Now, this reminds me of Jeremy and Liam.
Really?
They definitely, yeah. The I mean, they just, because you know, Jeremy and Liam kind of like, they remind me of the Air Force best friends. Like,
yeah,
the Air Force best friends and the twins had a baby, it would be Jeremy and Liam. They definitely seem like very chill, very fun.
But that's not good. But
I also feel like you can't judge a book by its cover.
That is true, and which
so
is
I feel like
talking.
With, you know, being recruiters, they know what it takes. They'll be fun. You know, we have a lot to see from them. Also, I feel like they have a leg up in when it comes to travel, because, you know, sometimes like you got to get your passports and stuff together. It don't matter what order their passport is in when they're going through TSA or going through
pretending
customs,
to be each
just
other.
Like here.
Plus, twins have like that weird connectivity thing. My best friends growing up were twins, again, and they never had to speak to each other.
I'm just saying, you know, Anthony might be better at something, and Bailey has exhausted all of the roadblocks, and now it has to be Anthony. Who's to say? How will we know? They're never going to find out. How will they know? I mean, so listen.
That's funny. All right, fair enough. We'll see if they
both can say we got to go to the bathroom. They come out. Anthony got on Bailey's hat. Bailey got on Anthony's hat, and then he does it. Listen.
That would really be cheating the system.
It? They have the same DNA.
They are different people.
I mean, they're identical twins.
And yet, any identical twin will tell you they are not the same person as their twin.
But I mean, I'm just saying.
Look, I hope they try it. I think that's interesting. I think it's cool. I think they should try it. I think they would get kicked off for it, but I love the idea. Fan of the idea. Okay, next up, we have Kishori and Karishma, I think, if I'm saying it right. Kishori is a senior marketing strategist, but also she's a model. And I'm pretty sure I walked by her doing like a photo shoot in Soho once. I saw on the Instagram. I was like, I think I've seen that girl, like someone taking pictures. Anyway, Karishma is 22 years old. She's a student from Texas. I find her incredibly interesting because if you look at her social media profile, she's a skydiver. She's well-traveled. She's especially for someone so young, it seems like she has done the lion's share, or at least a good amount of the traveling. So I'll be interested to see how these two do together. Karishma also looks quite strong, which
she does.
Is going to be useful.
They look agile. It's mm-hmm. the cousins. If anyone knows, like, I feel like we get sisters and brothers, they're really close, but I often feel like we don't talk about that cousin bond. Sometimes, like, your cousins are, like, even better than your siblings. So I feel like we might get some bickering and fighting, which we love, but I also feel like they're going to get down to business. I feel like we might see a little Lulu and Lala, right? Like, where they kind of, like, struggle a little in the beginning, but then they get their flow. And once they get their flow, they off to the races. I'm putting them in my final three because I wanted to be all ladies at the end.
I said I did. Well, I said I wanted that too, right? Okay.
Hey, yeah. So I'm just saying. Yeah. I have high
Me hopes too, I guess. I don't think that they're going to make it to the end, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do I know? I know nothing. Okay. And then we have Maya and Rohan, or Rowan. I think it's Rohan. She's 20. She's quite young. And he's 23. They're students from New Jersey, so representing the Northeast. I do know they're very big fans of the show. Like, I love a super fan, so I love that for them.
Yes. But before you even say what you're about to say, I love them. I feel like they're going to off the first episode. I just already know I am not going to get enough of them in my life. I just worry only because I feel like in the new era of Amazing Race, it's this sibling group that are fans of the show that don't historically do well. They don't do well.
Like Alexandra and Sheridan.
Yes.
Who are still somewhere, God knows where, deciding who does that.
But listen, we love Sheridan. I mean, I feel like I want them to go far, and I already know as soon as I hear more about them, I'm going to love them. And I hope that they can break the sibling curse.
I think I'm really gonna love her.
I think I'm gonna really love
her. I don't know why. There's something there's something about them that I think I'm really gonna like. I have a feeling they don't go as far as we're going to want them to, but I don't know. Like, they could win. They could be the winners. I have no idea.
I know the energy. I could see the energy in her face. I could see the energy in him trying to look like her. Like, you know, he's trying to give us a Lewis pose.
I
see the energy that he is, like, so excited and ready to be out here. And again, they might surprise us, but
they are going
to steal my heart. And I know that no matter how well they do, I know I'm not going to get enough airtime with them because I don't know. But I love them. Like, I really do love them. And I feel like I also feel like their family is going to be, you know, like with Morgan and Lena last season, the way their family group chat will go off. That's who Karishma and her cousin remind me a little bit of, Morgan and Lena.
Oh, if they're that good, that would be amazing.
I'm just saying. But also, it's like, I just feel like with Maya and Rohan, I feel like their family is going to be so excited to watch them. And so I'm their cousin, so I'm a part of their family.
That's the family you're joining this season. Got it.
I'm so excited to watch them. And they're young. They're like the youngest. So
I don't love that.
I mean, that does make me nervous. It does make me nervous because I feel like they have the least amount of lived experience on this world. But don't count that out. I'm the youngest in a lot of places that I go, when people always count me out.
Well, you're like barely 19. So that makes sense.
But I am very excited to see them.
Okay. Happy 19th birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then finally, place in my heart.
Okay.
Father-daughter. You know how I feel about a father-daughter
team.
We have Chris and Mary. Chris, it says...
Well, I hate to cut you off. Before we any farther, it's just something about Chris that I feel like I'm just going to love. I feel like Chris is going to be a combination of Rob and Steve. Like, I feel like just how Chris looks, I feel like Chris has lived a life, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like when Chris was younger, he might have been like a bad boy. And then, like, you know, I don't know, right?
He's in a black tank. Like, he's in all black. If I didn't know that he was racing, I would think he was going to, like, a biker bar. I'm so into this team. I mean, he's 60. He's the oldest contestant this season. She's 27. They're from Waltham, Massachusetts. You know, Matt's from Needham, so he's rooting for them. And I just, she's a huge fan. She's very excited to be there. I hope, I really, 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 really hope that they don't go home early, because I just think they're going to be so fun.
I feel like I'm going to love Mary, but I feel like Chris might have my heart.
So this is Rob and Corey, where you love Corey, but you basically wanted to be Rob's other child.
That may be true, but there is just, and maybe it's they're from Massachusetts, right? I don't know, but I feel like Chris is going to, he might be a little older, but he's going to give some of these younger people a run for their money. Great. I feel like he's going to, I sometimes feel like I'm just psychic, but I feel like this, doing the Amazing Race, is going to do like worlds for their relationship. They may already have a great relationship now, but I just feel like this is just going to like cement them. And I just cannot wait.
Watch, they walk off like Cherie, what was the name?
Charisse and Langston.
That's not his name, but yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Where at the end, she was like, F this, I don't want to be here. Like, I hope that's not the case. What's funny to me is you said there might be a little bit of a Steve vibe. And I feel like, hear me out, Texas and Massachusetts, I think, can be really, really similar. Very strong personality, very like, my dad is like the leader and whatever, but also for the daughters, also very strong personality who can keep their dads in check. So I think this is going to be a really cool Steve and Anna Lee type team where I think they're going to be a joy to watch. I hope they're a joy to watch. I hope they are as good as I have them in my brain.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great, and I'm excited to watch them. I mean, I'm excited to watch all the teams. It seems like such a fun season. I feel like we have such a mix of people that I'm going to love. I feel like I could cuss some people out. And again, if any of the races are watching, you know, sometimes I do get a little emotional. So I may cuss you out from episode to episode, but it's only with love. And so I think that on March 13th, we should be in for a great treat. Is it March 13th?
Yeah. Okay. Let me say this. As someone who has done this and has been the victim of the edit of reality TV, Bryce and I are both very aware that what you see on TV is not necessarily what you get in real life. So please know that we are only talking about the 44 minutes that we see on television. And we know you're all
girl, 90, people, 90, cannot... 90.
Oh, 90, right. I'm girl, sorry. The 62 the minutes. Right. That we see on TV. But we are excited to meet you all in real life and welcome you into the Amazing Race family. And if we say something bad, just say something bad back. No problem. We can take it. I've heard it all before.
No, but we love all the teams and we're so excited to extend our love and open up our Purple Pants Podcast Pit Stop family. We cannot wait to start covering this season with you. You know, each week, Brooke and I will be back with a recap of the episode, giving you our thoughts on the episode. So make sure you follow us. And, you know, make sure, you know, if you see this and you agree with it, send us a message. Let us know. We love you.
Yes.
But this has been your first look at Amazing Race Season 35.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. The Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.